Well, the winner of the Orange Prize for Women's Literature was announced yesterday. The prize has been going for 17 years. Gosh, as long as that. This will be the last year it's called the Orange Prize because the company, the Orange Company, has ended its relationship with the award. The winner was the American writer, or is the American writer, Madeline Miller, with her debut novel, which is called The Song of Achilles. Now, she's a classical scholar based in Boston, and she worked on this book for 10 years. She was up against some pretty well-established names. There was Ann Patchett, Anne Enright, and Cynthia Ozick. So was she surprised to win? Here's Madeline Miller telling The Guardian her reaction to winning the Orange Prize.
Oh my goodness, it was a huge surprise. Just absolutely huge. And, you know, I was so honored and so excited to be on the shortlist with such incredible writers and incredible women that, you know, that was amazing. And then to hear my name read, I was just completely in shock. It felt like a dream.
Yeah, she sounds totally happy, doesn't she? Well, the stage for Madeline Miller's novel is the Trojan War, a story that, of course, has been retold over the thousands of years since then. The heroes of ancient Greece are all present in this, but the main character is Patroclus. The novel imagines how Patroclus became the companion, some people say the lover, of the mighty warrior Achilles, who was fated to die young but with glory and with honour. Sarah Lestrange spoke with Madeline Miller and asked why she wanted to tell the story from the perspective of Patroclus.
Well, when I first started thinking about the story, I was really focusing on Achilles' reaction to Patroclus in the later books of the Iliad. In the Iliad, Patroclus is kind of a non-entity. He's a very minor character throughout until his sort of big moment where he puts on Achilles' armor and goes out to defend the Greeks, and he subsequently is killed. And Achilles' reaction to that is just, he's completely devastated, which is sort of a surprise, given how little we've seen of Patroclus so far. So I was really drawn to that moment, and I wanted to understand a little bit more about who this Patroclus was and what his relationship was like with Achilles. There's another sort of tantalizing hint about him later on in the Iliad, which is that Briseis, who's the slave girl who belongs to Achilles, says of him that he was gentle. And that really stuck out to me because not too many of the ancient Greek heroes can be described as gentle, I think. So,
not a quality you would sort of associate with them or that they would want to be associated with.
Right, exactly. And so that really stuck out, that and Achilles' reaction. And so when I sat down to write the story, it was Patroclus' voice from the beginning. He sort of has the amazing insider-outsider at the same time. He sees himself as very much an outsider to the society, but he's right in the middle of all the action.
And what you write is really a love story between Patroclus and Achilles. What was it about that love story that you wanted to explore?
Well, I've always found Achilles a very tragic figure in many ways. He's very young, and I think it's easy to forget that. He is much younger than any of the other heroes. He's sort of a generation below Agamemnon, even than Odysseus. And so he's this very young man who's been given a very difficult choice, which is that he can die young and live eternally in his reputation and in his fame, or he can have a long life and obscurity. And he chooses fame and short life. So over all the rest of his life after that choice is hanging this death sentence. And nothing is more important to him than his reputation, except for Patroclus. And so that really drew me, that Achilles shows a very strong tendency towards self-absorption, but there is one person that's more important to him than anything else. And so that really moved me, that it seemed like Patroclus was almost his haven from the rest of the world. And I wanted to explore that.
And you write about their intimate relationship. You write about them having sex and the sexual tension between them. In fact, I read a review of your book and they described it as Brokeback Mountain set sail for Troy, which I found rather amusing. Wondered what you thought of it.
I also found that amusing. And obviously very complimentary, actually, I found it. Having Achilles and Patroclus be lovers is actually not a new idea. Many of the ancient authors also interpreted them as lovers. Homer doesn't say that they are, but Aeschylus and Plato made reference to them being lovers. Some ancient authors disagreed, and it sort of is an ongoing debate as to whether or not people interpret them as lovers or not. In my reading of it, because of Achilles' emotional attachment to Patroclus's body. He weeps over the body. He won't let go. He won't bury it. He says, I want our ashes to be buried together. That really spoke to me of a sensual attachment, and I really wanted to be true to that, and I was sort of taking my inspiration from the Aeschylus tradition rather than some of the other ones out there.
Oh, I'm sure they were lovers. On RN, the winner of this year's Orange Prize for Literature, Madeline Miller, talking to Sarah Lestrange. The Song of Achilles, the Brokeback Mountain of the Ancient World, is published by Bloomsbury.